The Ontario government says you can start buying alcohol beverages starting in August. Consumers will be able to purchase new products like coolers and other ready-to-drink beverages alongside more pack sizes at grocery stores that currently sell wine or beer, followed by new retailers being able to sell an increased selection of local, domestic and international alcohol products in a safe and responsible manner, says a news release today. By the end of October, every convenience, grocery, and big box store in Ontario will be able to sell beer, cider, wine and ready-to-drink alcoholic beverages if they choose to do so. We are delivering on our commitment to give consumers in Ontario the choice and convenience every other Canadian enjoys, and we're doing so even sooner than we had originally promised, said Premier Doug Ford. In the coming weeks and months, people in Ontario will have the option to responsibly and conveniently purchase a case of beer or a bottle of wine on their way up to the cottage or to a summer barbecue, all while having even more opportunity to support local Ontario breweries and wineries. The phased expansion and rollout will begin later this summer. On August 1, up to 450 grocery stores that are currently licensed to sell beer, cider or wine will also be able to sell ready-to-drink beverages. These grocery stores will also be able to start offering consumers large pack sizes like the 30-pack that is popular in Quebec. After September 5, all eligible convenience stores will be able to sell beer, cider, wine and ready-to-drink alcoholic beverages. After October 31, all eligible grocery and big-box stores will be able to sell beer, cider, wine and ready-to-drink beverages, including in large pack sizes. The government says it is creating the conditions for a more open and convenient alcohol beverage marketplace, with individual retailers and businesses making their own decisions about how they participate and when. Our responsible and balanced approach treats Ontario consumers like adults by giving them more choice and convenience, while also supporting Ontario retailers, domestic producers and workers in the alcohol industry, said Minister of Finance Peter Bethlenfalvy. As part of its agreement with the beer store, the Ontario government is providing the beer store with up to $225 million to make the necessary investments over the next 19 months to support a stable transition to a more open and convenient marketplace, including funding to protect jobs across the province and to keep the beer store locations open for the continued availability of recycling and bottle return, explains the release. Existing requirements related to staff training, minimum pricing, hours of sale and warning signs will be maintained and applied to all new retail outlets. Over time, this new, more open marketplace will introduce up to 8,500 new stores where consumers can purchase these products, the largest expansion of consumer choice and convenience since the end of Prohibition almost 100 years ago, says the release. The beer store and LCBO will continue to play a significant role in the future marketplace, with the beer store continuing to be active in distribution, recycling and as a retailer. The beer store will continue to run the effective and efficient province-wide recycling program for alcoholic beverage containers until at least 2031, which helps keep costs down for producers and consumers while helping to protect the environment by diverting significant amounts of waste from landfills. The LCBO will remain a public asset and will continue to operate as a wholesaler and a retailer. A full complement of beverages like vodka, gin and whiskey will continue to be sold exclusively through the LCBO network.